Greetings and welcome to my first ever podcast. I'm Darren Ray with the American Business Institute of Success and Prosperity. And frankly, it took me a long time to decide to go ahead and do this podcast because in so many ways, all of the best information is already out there. And I thought, why be redundant? But then it occurred to me that I do have a way of putting things that condense a lot of the information and get through the fluff. So I thought, let's give it a go. The reason I'm doing this podcast is the same reason I'm writing my next book, which will be coming out in December or January of this next year, titled Seeking Eden. And that is that many people go through life living an ordinary life without finding happiness, joy, fulfillment, and struggling to make ends meet. All the answers are already out there and have been for a long, long time, but we've just not taught that in our primary culture. So I have worked to put together collections of information, of principles that I'm desiring to share. And hopefully it'll help somebody that may hear this, that may come across my book, that will make a difference in their life. The first thing that I would share is one of my favorite quotes by Jody Moore. She's my mentor. She's my coach. And she is a coach and social advocate extraordinaire. She says, an extraordinary life is not easy or comfortable. It is so much better than that. And that's really what it boils down to. So we're going to start by talking about extraordinary, comfortable, ordinary, and those kinds of things. To begin with, I think, I'm going to lay this groundwork. Anybody can achieve, experience, do, become anything that they want to in this life. And it boils down to a simple formula of three things. Those three things are a dream, a scheme, and a team. There's a lot that goes into each of those three, and we're going to go through them over the course of the next however long it takes. But that's really what it boils down to. So let's start by talking this time about what extraordinary means. Extraordinary, if you look at the word written out, it is literally extraordinary or above ordinary, beyond ordinary. Which begs the question then, what is ordinary? I'll admit to being older than most that are podcasting these days. And as such, I've been around the block a time or two, and I've seen a lot of changes. I went through school before the internet was a thing, to give you an idea. Ordinary, as I look back, is what our institutions tend to crank out. You go to school, you're taught how to be a good employee. You go to college, and you're taught skills, again, how to be a good employee, and then you get a job. And your job is there to provide a roof over your head, food in your belly, and provisions and needs for your family. And traditionally, historically, you would continue at that job until you'd reached a point where you could retire and continue living your life, theoretically, continue living your lifestyle without having to go to work. That's essentially the ordinary American life. And it's been that way for decades. Centuries even. It seems that in that process, outliers have looked for ways to experience life outside of that norm or extraordinary. Whether it's thrill-seeking, whether it's finding a career that is different from the norm, perhaps a bohemian lifestyle, perhaps envying on the other side the jet-setters, the ultra-wealthy, the lives of the rich and famous, as one of the old TV shows portrayed. But what about the rest of us? What about everybody else? I think what then comes down to is deciding what an extraordinary life means to you as an individual. Are you happy with your job? Do you have the balance in your life that you want? Are you going down the road that's going to take you to where you want to go? I think the first thing one needs to do is ask themselves those questions. And answer honestly. And I think in answering those questions, it's important not to put limits on the answers. I like to do an exercise that I call the playground exercise. I take people back to when they were in elementary school on the playground, and kids would ask each other, what do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to do when you grow up? And in those days, there were no limitations. There were no yeah buts in the discussion. It's, I want to be a fireman. I want to be an astronaut. I want to be a doctor. I want to be the president of the United States. And it didn't matter gender. It didn't matter current circumstances. There were no limits to what we as children believed we could do. So it begs the question then, where did those limitations begin to form in our minds? I posit that it is the practicality of life's experience through high school, trying to get a job, into college, being told ways to think and the way things are, quote unquote. But at the end of the day, what really matters is how do you feel about things? We have at ABI a simple 2-minute survey to take, just an assessment, a personal and private assessment, to find out how do you really feel about the various aspects and different portions of your life. There are traditionally 4 areas in the personal life that constitute the scope of human nature. Those 4 are mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual. Those are the standard, the typical 4 categories, elements, areas, degrees, portions of life that are commonly understood to constitute what makes up a person. Through our research over these years at ABI, we have broken these out a little bit more to be a little more thorough in the evaluation. Our list has 7 categories on the personal side: mental, intellectual, physical or health, or recreational. That's 2. Number 3 is family. Number 4 is financial. Number 5 is social community. Number 6 is spiritual. And number 7 is vocational. We found that when we think about those different areas, we feel differently about each one. And if you were to think of each of those 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the ideal, I just ask yourself, how do you feel about yourself, your life, in each of those categories? Frequently, we find also that small businesses especially neglect to look at similar kinds of things in relative to their business. In the spectrum of a solid business, there are 4 main categories. We're going to go through all of those in sequence over the course of time as we can continue to meet here like this. So I would ask you to click on the link below and just take 2 minutes to look at yourself and or your business and just see how you feel about those things. In the meantime, remember that an extraordinary life, it's not easy or comfortable, it's much better than that. Thank you so much for listening today. If you're enjoying this podcast, please follow us on social media. Subscribe, like, comment, or share. This has been Extraordinary by ABI, and I'm your host, Darren Ray.